Well, my friends, as we promise you each and every year when we come to Oktoberfest, we go out and get the movers and the shakers, the people who have literally cut an edge or sliced a slab or however you want to call it in eggdom history. And we are very fortunate because Chef Francine, in her drooling ways, went and hijacked this guy from his tent where the people are already lined up. God, it's just incredible. It is none other than the very famous Big Green Craig. Craig, welcome to Chef and the Fat Man, baby, the first time, and couldn't have picked a more beautiful day.
Well, thanks for having me. This is a gorgeous day. We're praying that the rain holds off, at least till the end of the day. And what we'll do is we'll put our dishes outside so they all get rinsed off real well.
Well, for those outside the egg world, Big Green Craig is kind of like you take the one of the most famous people in any genre of what they do and has become kind of a social phenom because of something that we all hold near and dear, the Big Green Egg.
The Big Green Egg is phenomenal. I started, my very first one was an XL. Started with that one, got the medium, now I've got the whole gamut, four eggs on my grilling deck. We call it the Thunderdome, where the gazebo is. And we have a great time. The egg is the Leatherman tool of cookers. It grills, it sears, it fries, it bakes, it smokes. It will do every single thing that you need to do.
I know a lot of people, when I first heard, the very first time we joined the Big Green Egg family, we met Ed Fisher when he was way back when he was on Claremont Avenue in that little hole of a place.
Way back.
And we met him and he said, I love old time radio. I would love to sponsor you guys. This is fantastic. And we chose the Big Green Egg because A, it was in Atlanta, and B, we were looking for something different than the usual standard grills. We met Ed Fisher and the rest was history. Our first Eggtoberfest was literally at Peachtree DeKalb Airport.
Yeah.
There were about 10, 15 eggs,
right.
20, 25 people that just love the egg.
Right.
And now, 16 years later, they shut it down, I think, at 4,000 for tickets and cooks at 275. And it really is. They said, well, you know, we did bacon on it. And I'm like freaking out. I said, you think of the fire hazards. Now, I never do bacon inside anymore.
No, and that's the thing, especially, let's face it, fried foods are awesome. But I don't want my house to smell like McDonald's. So cooking outside alleviates all that from inside. Deep frying on the egg, obviously you got to be careful with it. It's oil over fire. But there's no better way to deep fry.
I have not gotten that adventurous, okay? I will admit, I do the bacon. I know, that's okay. I got one of the companies sent us an indoor tabletop a turkey fryer.
Sure.
And, I mean, literally, you just put it on there, and it cooks it in about one-fourth the time of a regular deep-fried turkey.
Yep.
And so that's as dangerous as I go.
Yeah.
But as far as bacon, and the reason is because you don't have flame. You're not dealing with flame and oil.
Correct. Yeah, so bacon's a little tricky. The drippings will catch on fire. I like to put a pan underneath of it to catch all the drippings so that you don't have that grease fire. But bacon, smoked bacon. We're doing a candied bacon recipe here in our tent today. It's a grilled banana cookie dough into a ball, deep fried with a peanut butter glaze and candied bacon on top.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll tell you, and the crowd goes wild when they hear that. Now, what made you become an egghead?
This is a funny story, and my wife will absolutely agree to it 100%. I got into egging because out of necessity, not really for a hobby. My wife is riding the cooking train, and then all of a sudden, boop, that's it, I'm off. Stouffer's lasagna, if it's frozen and put in the oven, I'm out. That's all she was doing. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got this green thing out back. So far, it cooks ribs and pork shoulders very well. But they call it the ultimate cooking experience. What am I missing out on? So now my focus is, all right, what has not been done on an egg yet? Deep frying. I've got one egg that only bakes. Inside is all white. It strictly bakes. Pizzas, pies, desserts, cakes, etc. We did a water bath creme brulee in an egg. It will do whatever. So, the whole goal is to get people from social media to jump on board, because social media is a huge power move as far as advertisement, as far as, you know, a community. And the greatest thing about egging is everybody enjoys it. It's a great cooker out back. We have a great time with it, and it started off as something fun, but it's grown into its own monster in itself.
It really has. Yeah. And you know, I mean, we started our show 15 years ago. It was, everybody thought we were insane, and then we signed up with the Big Green Egg, which at that time was almost a non-entity, and we had been approached by several major barbecue manufacturers. We said we went with the Big Green Egg. They laughed. They ain't laughing now.
Right.
14 years later, baby. Right. I mean, it's been phenomenal. And the great thing about it is guys like Craig, who has really, he's really put his arms around this thing. And it's really all about the people. It's not so much just the cooking vessel itself. It's the people around it that create every day. There's new recipes and new ways to do things.
Yeah, so if you've ever been to a true KCBS barbecue competition, you know, you go there and, you know, you have somebody's ribs. Well, how'd you do that? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wrong. I'm not giving you my secret. That's it. You know, don't shig over here. The difference between that and the egg community is these guys out here in this field will spend 20 minutes of their time explaining how they did this, how they marinated it, how they smoked it, how they seared it, etc. And they're every person in the egg community is willing to share secrets, share recipes, share ideas, and the community is just I'm proud to be a part of the community, and I've met a lot of cool people in the community.
Now, when people want to get a hold of you, learn more about the your social media presence, what would they do?
So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. It's all at Bigger and Craig. My website is www.biggerandcraig.com.
Now, when you're talking to people who have never had an egg, what are some of the most important things you tell them to entice them to come to the egg side?
Okay, so I'll give you my personal story. When I first started barbecuing, I was smoking on an offset smoker. If I wanted barbecue for lunch for a football game, I was up all night long smoking, tending the fire, stoking the fire, adding fuel, adding coal. Oh, man, I was, and the next day I'm exhausted. My neighbor says, hey, I got this green thing out back. I load it up with charcoal. I wake up, boom, barbecue. I wasn't a believer, you know. I come over, sure enough, watched it. There was no stoking the fire. It literally cooked all night long. It was still cooking even when I got there. We had appetizers and everything. It sold me, 100% sold me.
And another nice thing, too, it's not only that you can load it up with lump and let it go and go all night, but then I've actually cooked 12 hours on a brisket, and then I shut it down. I went ahead and stirred up the charcoal the next day, had enough charcoal to cook a steak, and then I even got burgers in at the end. I mean, so I used the charcoal three times, and that's something that you can't do in a conventional grill.
That's true. You know, what makes it great is the charcoal that we use in a Big Green Egg is not glued together sawdust, which is what you get in your, we won't name names, but we all know who we're talking about. And the great part about it is once the oxygen shut off, fires out, gone. You know, I like to top it off. When I go to cook the next time, I top it off, light it up, ready to go.
Especially on long cooks. But whether you're long cooking or short cooking, I just got turned on. I got one of the first igniters, and I've had a blast with that igniter. That igniter is something I already talked about earlier in the show. It is a great tool for your egg because all you do is plug it in, you pull the trigger back, and I literally had four hot spots, I mean glowing hot spots, in 3 minutes and 14 seconds. You can't light up, and it's all natural. And then I just left it open, went in, fixed it, I'll season some meat, brought it back out. By the time I brought it back out, it was up to 450 degrees.
Absolutely. You know, these guys, I use the old school fire starters in the wintertime when it's really cold. I don't like cold. I'll run out, throw all my fire starters in, light them up, I'm back in the house. But when it's nice, when it's grilling weather, I'm out there the stereo's on. I got a beer in my hand. I'm lighting that thing up, but I want to get it going as fast as I can. And that igniter is absolutely phenomenal, superb.
He's Big Green Craig. You know him by social media. If you've been anywhere around the egg world, you know of him. Now you're getting to have a chance to meet him up close and personal. And I understand there might have been an invitation extended here. Do we even talk about that? We do. I'll see if we'll make this formal. We have Janice Brockmeyer here from Southern Sailings. Janice, you have an announcement.
Yes, we are thrilled to death to announce that Big Green Craig is going to be joining us as the newest member of the Culinary Superstars on the inaugural Country Cooking Cruise. Yay!
I'll tell you what, this is going to be, and it's literally culinary history. There has never been a cruise in the history of cruising where they've gotten so many culinarians together under one roof on one ship, and everybody gets to co-mingle. We'll all do our thing. We're going to do 2 one-hour segments of our show live from there. We're going to ask some of the superstars like Francine and Craig to come up and have some fun with us. But most importantly, after we're all done doing our thing, you can join us as we tour the island, smoke fine cigars if you like to, drink fine adult beverages. You'll get to sit down, join us, and we will be a part of you as you, and of course, and eat. Eat. It's all about the food. Welcome to the family there.
Thanks so much.
Big Green Craig.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
And Janice, thank you. Francine, great idea. So Big Green Craig is now part of our cruising. You'll hear more about it. We can't be more egg-cited. Chef of the Fat Man live from Big Green Eggs Eggtoberfest. Superb 2016 Stone Mountain Park. It's all about the food. It's all about the fun. It's all about the celebration with the phenoms like Big Green Craig, baby.